We never know what effect that our own testimonies may have, our own life stories. And so we come now to the second of our testimonies, and I would welcome Brian of Brian's Good News. Brian is a wonderful gentleman who comes in and presents good news stories taken from the local newspaper, and it's there to encourage people, it's there to inspire, it's there to challenge people. And now here we have Brian. Hello, Brian.
Hello, Rob.
Great to have you into the studio, and thank you even for short notice being willing to give your testimony. We should always be ready, though, to give and to speak about what God has done for us. Mm-hmm. And I feel very sure that people will be impacted by what you have to tell us.
Very good.
So, out of interest, how long have you been a Christian?
Oh, since 1966.
A year before I was born, actually. That puts things into context.
Indeed.
So what was, before that, what was life like for you? Because you've been telling me that you've been winning prizes and you've been winning races and things.
Yes. Actually, I was a very shy person, which you might find a bit surprising now. But I was smaller than everybody else and a bit backward in coming forward. But then I applied myself at school, the third year of our secondary, and really put effort into learning. And I actually got first prize in our class, which surprised everybody else and me. But so that was one success. But then I went to work in London and I stayed in a hostel there, and there were a couple of dozen hostels. And a friend came up to me one night and asked, "Brian, could you help us with athletics? Because we want to get a team for the inter-hostel sports." And I said, "Oh, Omni an athlete," but he managed to persuade me to enter the quarter mile, and I came third after doing a bit of training. Now, that encouraged me, and the next year I did quite a bit of training, and I won the 3 miles and the mile and came third in the half mile. So I really sort of caught an interest in athletics, and
gave you encouragement.
It did, actually. It gave me something to work for, and I did a lot of training and even entered London to Brighton race. Now that's 50 miles, and I was determined to finish, because people had told me, "Oh, Cran, you couldn't do that," you know. I said, "Oh, I'll show them."
Reverse psychology.
Indeed it is, yes. So I did a massive amount of long-distance walks through the streets of London. Not very enjoyable, but nevertheless. And actually started off at 7 p.m. On a Friday evening at Battersea Park. And 11 and a quarter hours later reached Brighton. And I really got involved. The next year, I cut my time by a quarter of an hour. Then the following year, I was walking with someone from one of the other hostels, and we'd done 30 miles. And I said, "Oh, Pete, I'm going to use some different muscles now as a way of relaxing. I'm going to jog for a bit." I says, "You'll catch up with me in a few hundred yards." When I slowed down again, it didn't slow down. Jogged the last 20 miles and won the race by almost an hour. Yeah, yes, I know.
How many people were in that race?
150.
So winning that particular race was doing quite well. Very well.
Okay. Yeah. But there's only about 30 actually finished. Mm-hmm. Because it's quite a trial, you know. But then I left London, so I haven't done another one. And at my age, I'm not going to.
No, but I suppose all these events and things got you thinking, well, you could make it in life and...
Yes, indeed. It did lift me up quite a bit. But near the end of the... after the fourth time that I did it, I heard about a certain person called Billy Graham, an American evangelist. So I said, oh, I'll go along and hear what this loudmouthed American has to say for himself. That's not a very nice way to put it, maybe, but that was my thought.
Yeah,
that was my attitude. So, I mean, I had been to church as a youngster in Sunday school, Bible class and that, but I didn't know the Lord. Went along to Earl's Court in London to hear Billy Graham, and I thought, wow, what's this? You know, the gospel was preached there. It was clear that the Lord loved each and every one of us, yes, even me. Now, I don't think I was the best of people around, but he loved even me and was willing to give his life for me. This, I found a little bit difficult to understand, but on my third visit to Earl's Court to listen to him, now, I was, as I say, I was a shy person, but when it came to the appeal, I felt I had to go forward, and I got up in front of 20,000 people. Now, that was totally out of character for me. But I went forward and accepted the Lord as my saviour. Wow, what a difference that made to me, and that it lifted me, and I gained much confidence through that, because I then knew that it wasn't just me. It was the Lord that was operating even in and through me. So that was quite an amazing experience, actually. Very, very uplifting. And I would recommend it for anyone. I mean, scripture that we have today...
For the Brian's Good News.
For the Brian's Good News, yes. It was, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Yes. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Now, is that an encouragement or is it an encouragement? It most certainly is, isn't it? And so my life changed around. I had a lot more confidence in doing things his way rather than just mine. And the satisfaction received from coming to know him was streets ahead of winning a London to Brighton race. Now, there's a lot to be said for winning a race like that, but knowing Jesus is streets ahead of that. Yeah. It means something, because winning a race doesn't count towards going to heaven. It doesn't compare. But knowing Jesus mm-hmm. is the solution.
What would you say to people who may be afraid of what their families might say about it? I believe that your mum was...
She
became a Christian later on.
I must admit, it was several years later that I'd been witnessing to her almost non-stop, you know?
What did you say, first of all, when you had accepted Christ? Or did you have a while to take to have courage to speak to her about it?
Well, I told her practically immediately that I had become a Christian and that, because I'd heard about Jesus and what he had done for me and for everyone. And I was always encouraging her to try and come to that same decision herself. It didn't happen instantly. And indeed, She suffered a great deal with cancer and that. And I witnessed to her even one Sunday evening, just before coming back to work in Aberdeen. She was in the hospital in Keith. And she said, "Oh, I'm a good person," you know, thinking that might be enough. But then on 4 days later, I got word from the hospital that she was dangerously ill. I went out to Keith, and I was but too late. But several days later, I got an immense peace about her soul. Sometime in the last 4 days, she had turned to Jesus. And it was, you know, the experience that when you come to know something like that is extremely uplifting. Mm-hmm. You know, I was what you would term walking on air. Mm-hmm. You know, it was such a marvellous experience to know that I will meet her again. Not here, but along with the Lord. And if that's not an uplifting experience, I don't know what is.
Yeah. Definitely. So how does your daily life right now, Brian, how close are you feeling to Christ, if I may ask you that?
Well, I know that he is with me all the time. That's a real encouragement. And as I go through life, I read his word regularly and pray to him regularly. And I know that he is here. He's here in my life and working through my life, because he helps me to live in the way that I ought to live. And that, which is not always easy, but with his help, it can and is possible to do. And I think it, I live a successful Christian life.
And how important would you say that prayer was in your life?
Now, when you come to know Jesus, could you possibly ignore him and not pray, not speak to him?
Prayer is talking to God.
Exactly. That's the perfect way to put it.
I love that indignancy. I think that's great.
To not speak to him, oh, come on. That would be utterly stupid. Yeah.
Definitely.
And I don't think I qualify there.
Brian, can I thank you so much for coming in and doing that for us? And we look forward to hearing more from you. If you have any future experiences of God or things that you would like to let people know, to know about, let us know, and we can have you in once again to speak about the wonderful news.
You won't be able to stop me.
I'm very pleased to hear it.
Very good.
Excellent. Brian, thank you so much.
My pleasure.